Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. Hi, I'm Maestro Circe, and I'm happy to share this podcast with you. I've been teaching English to English learners in Southern California, United States of America, for over 30 years. I have published over 1,000 YouTube educational videos, as well as a variety of educational books for English learners on Amazon. I am the founder of California International Online School, a private online school for American English learners, as well as eLearning USA, offering Zoom webinars, conversation practice, online courses, and numerous online English learning resources. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in American English. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the 22nd episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today, we're going to focus on American English listening skills. Improving English listening skills is very important for English learners. When you listen well, you understand more. This helps you learn new words and how they are used in sentences. Good listening skills also help you catch the right pronunciation of words. This is crucial because speaking English clearly makes communication with others better. Listening to English often can make learning faster and more fun. You can listen to songs, watch movies, or follow podcasts in English. Doing this every day will improve your ability to understand different accents and speeds of speaking. As your listening gets better, it will be easier for you to join conversations. You won't feel lost or confused when people speak fast. To start improving your listening skills, choose materials that interest you. This will keep you engaged and motivated. Remember, practice makes perfect. The more you listen, the better your understanding and speaking abilities will become. So, start today and see how much progress you can make by improving your English listening skills. In this episode, you will listen to Chapter 2 of How to Improve English Listening, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook with audio, translation, and AI chatbot tutorial support, available for free on my website at www.circe.com. That's www.circe.com. sea.com. Are you ready to learn? All right, let's begin.
Chapter 2, Listening Skills for Phone Conversations. Overcoming Distorted Audio in Phone Conversations. Introduction to the Problem of Distorted Audio. When it comes to effective communication, there's nothing more frustrating than dealing with poor audio quality or distorted voices during phone conversations. As an English learner, this issue can be particularly challenging, as it not only hinders your ability to understand and interpret spoken English, but it also undermines your confidence in engaging in meaningful conversations. The problem of distorted audio is a prevalent issue that can occur due to various factors, and it is crucial to address this problem in order to improve your English listening skills. Understanding the causes of distorted audio. To tackle the problem of distorted audio, it is essential to explore the various factors that can contribute to this issue during phone conversations. One common cause of distorted audio is network problems. This can be due to poor signal strength, congested networks, or even faulty equipment. Additionally, device limitations, such as outdated hardware or incompatible software, can also impact audio quality. Lastly, environmental factors, such as background noise or echo in the room, can further contribute to distorted audio. Strategies for improving audio quality. In order to overcome distorted audio, it is crucial to employ different strategies. One effective technique is to adjust the volume levels on your device. Increasing the volume can help compensate for low audio quality, while decreasing it can reduce distortion caused by loud or unclear voices. Another strategy is to use headphones, as they can help isolate and amplify the audio, enhancing clarity. Additionally, optimizing network connections, such as using Wi-Fi instead of cellular data or ensuring a stable internet connection, can also significantly improve audio quality. Using communication apps with enhanced audio features. To further improve audio quality, certain communication apps have features specifically designed to address this issue. These apps offer features such as noise cancellation, voice enhancement, and other audio optimization tools. By using these apps, you can minimize background noise and ensure that voices are clear and distinct, making it easier for you to comprehend spoken English. Choosing the right equipment for clearer audio. Selecting the appropriate devices can also contribute to clearer audio during phone conversations. When choosing a smartphone, consider its microphone quality, as this can significantly impact audio clarity. If necessary, consider using external microphones or investing in Bluetooth headsets, which often have superior audio capabilities. By using high-quality equipment, you can ensure that your English listening experience is as clear and crisp as possible. Considering network connectivity and bandwidth. In addition to devices, network connectivity and bandwidth play a crucial role in ensuring high-quality audio during phone conversations. A stable internet connection and sufficient bandwidth are essential to overcome audio distortion caused by network problems. By ensuring that you have a reliable internet connection and sufficient bandwidth, you can minimize audio issues and enhance your English listening experience. Utilizing VoiceOver IP, VoIP, solutions. VoiceOver IP, VoIP, solutions can be a game changer when it comes to improving audio quality. These solutions use the internet to transmit voice signals, allowing for clearer and more reliable audio. Popular VoIP applications and services, such as Skype or Zoom, offer enhanced audio quality and can be used to overcome distorted audio during phone conversations. By utilizing these solutions, you can ensure that your English listening experience is not hindered by audio issues. Using voice recording and playback. A unique strategy for identifying and resolving audio issues is to utilize voice recording and playback. By recording your conversations and analyzing them later, you can pinpoint specific audio problems and work on improving them. This technique allows you to identify patterns or areas where audio distortion occurs, making it easier for you to focus on those specific areas during your English learning journey. Considering environmental factors. Environmental factors also play a significant role in audio quality during phone conversations. Factors such as background noise, echo, or reverberation can contribute to distorted audio. To minimize these issues, try to have conversations in a quiet and controlled environment. Consider using noise-canceling headphones or positioning yourself away from sources of background noise to ensure clearer audio. Developing effective communication strategies. Despite audio issues, clear communication and active listening are key in overcoming distorted audio. To enhance communication, consider techniques such as repeating information to confirm understanding, asking for clarification when necessary, and using nonverbal cues to compensate for any audio difficulties. By focusing on effective communication strategies, you can ensure that you are actively engaged in conversations and able to comprehend spoken English, even in the presence of audio distortion. Active listening techniques for phone conversations. Introduction. Active listening is a crucial skill for English learners looking to improve their listening abilities, especially in phone conversations. In this section, we will explore the definition and importance of active listening, as well as how it enhances comprehension and response. Act 1, Introduction to Active Listening Techniques. Active listening is the art of fully engaging with the speaker and understanding their message. It involves not only hearing the words being spoken, but also comprehending the underlying meaning and intention. In phone conversations, active listening plays a vital role in ensuring effective communication and fostering stronger connections. When we actively listen, we not only absorb information, but also respond appropriately. This enhances our ability to contribute meaningfully to the conversation and build stronger relationships. By actively listening, we show the speaker that we value their words and opinions, creating a positive and engaging atmosphere. Act 2, Techniques for Active Listening. In this section, we will delve into specific techniques that can help English learners improve their active listening skills during phone conversations. Paragraph 2, Summarizing and Paraphrasing Techniques. One powerful technique for active listening is summarizing and paraphrasing. Summarizing involves condensing the speaker's main points into a concise statement, while paraphrasing focuses on rephrasing their words using our own language. These techniques aid in understanding and clarifying the speaker's message, allowing us to confirm our comprehension and ensure effective communication. For example, if the speaker says, "I had a challenging day at work," we can summarize by saying, "So, your day at work was tough." Paraphrasing could involve saying, "If I understood correctly, your workday was quite difficult." Paragraph 3, Asking Clarifying Questions. Asking clarifying questions is another effective technique for active listening during phone conversations. By posing open-ended questions, we can gather more information and clarify any doubts or misunderstandings. This not only demonstrates our engagement, but also allows us to deepen our understanding of the speaker's message. To ask relevant and concise clarifying questions, it is important to focus on the specific points that require further elaboration. For instance, if the speaker mentions a project they are working on, we could ask, "Could you provide more details about the project? What are the main goals and challenges you are facing?" Paragraph 4, Reflecting Feelings. Reflecting the speaker's emotions is a powerful way to show empathy and understanding during phone conversations. By acknowledging and validating their feelings, we create a safe space for open communication and establish a stronger connection. Using appropriate phrases and techniques to reflect feelings can significantly enhance our active listening skills. For instance, if the speaker expresses frustration, we can respond by saying, "It sounds like you're feeling really frustrated about this situation. I can understand why it's been challenging for you." Paragraph 5, Avoiding Interruptions. Interruptions can hinder effective communication and understanding, making it crucial to actively listen without interrupting the speaker during phone conversations. By allowing them to express themselves fully, we create an environment where they feel heard and valued. To avoid interruptions, we should practice patience and self-control. It is important to let the speaker finish their thoughts before responding or interjecting with our own ideas. This not only demonstrates respect, but also allows for a more coherent and meaningful exchange of ideas. Paragraph 6, Taking Notes. Taking notes during phone conversations can greatly enhance comprehension and retention of information. By jotting down key points, we can refer back to them later, ensuring we don't miss any important details or forget crucial information. To effectively take notes without losing focus on the conversation, it is essential to develop shorthand techniques and prioritize key information. By creating a system that works for us, we can maintain engagement with the speaker while capturing the essential aspects of the conversation. Act 3, Application and Practice. In this section, we will explore how to apply active listening techniques in various scenarios and provide practical exercises to enhance these skills. Paragraph 7, Applying Active Listening Techniques in Different Scenarios. Active listening techniques can be applied to various types of phone conversations, such as customer service calls, job interviews, and personal conversations. By adapting our active listening skills to different contexts, we can ensure effective communication and build stronger connections. For instance, in a customer service call, active listening techniques can help us better understand the customer's needs and provide tailored solutions. In a job interview, active listening can demonstrate our genuine interest and ability to comprehend complex information. In personal conversations, active listening fosters deeper connections and promotes healthy dialogue. Paragraph 8, Role-Playing Exercises. Practicing active listening techniques through role-playing exercises can significantly improve our skills. Role-playing allows us to simulate real-life scenarios, giving us the opportunity to apply active listening techniques in a safe and controlled environment. To conduct effective role-playing exercises, it is important to choose relevant scenarios and provide clear instructions. By taking on different roles and actively engaging with the conversation, we can refine our active listening skills and gain confidence in real-life situations. Paragraph 9, Overcoming Common Challenges. Implementing active listening techniques during phone conversations can pose challenges. However, by identifying and addressing these challenges, we can ensure effective communication. Common challenges include distractions, language barriers, and the pressure to respond quickly. To overcome these challenges, strategies such as minimizing distractions, practicing active language learning, and focusing on understanding before responding can be employed. By being aware of these challenges and implementing strategies to overcome them, we can enhance our active listening skills. Paragraph 10, Continued Improvement and Growth. Active listening, like any skill, requires ongoing practice and self-reflection for continued improvement and growth. To further enhance our active listening skills, it is important to seek additional resources and opportunities for development. Suggestions for additional resources could include podcasts, audiobooks, and language learning platforms that offer active listening exercises. By actively seeking out these resources and engaging in consistent practice, we can continually refine our active listening skills and become more proficient in phone conversations. In conclusion, active listening techniques are essential for English learners looking to improve their listening skills during phone conversations. By understanding the importance of active listening and implementing specific techniques, we can enhance comprehension, response, and overall communication effectiveness. With ongoing practice and a commitment to growth, we can become proficient active listeners in various scenarios. Developing telephonic vocabulary and phrases. Introduction and problem statement. In today's globalized world, effective communication is crucial, especially when it comes to telephonic conversations. As English learners, we often face numerous challenges and common problems during phone conversations that hinder our ability to convey our thoughts clearly. These obstacles can range from difficulties in understanding the caller to not being able to express our ideas effectively. Importance of vocabulary in telephonic communication. One key aspect that plays a significant role in overcoming these challenges is vocabulary. A strong vocabulary not only helps us to express our ideas and thoughts accurately, but also enables us to ask relevant questions and understand the caller better. When we have a robust vocabulary, we can confidently navigate through phone conversations, ensuring effective communication. Common vocabulary and phrases in telephonic communication. To improve our telephonic communication skills, it is essential to familiarize ourselves with the vocabulary and phrases commonly used in phone conversations. Having a comprehensive list of these essential words and expressions allows us to communicate with confidence and clarity. By understanding the appropriate context and meaning of each term, we can effectively respond to different scenarios that may arise during phone conversations. For instance, knowing how to handle complaints, make requests, or provide information can make a significant difference in the outcome of the conversation. Expanding telephonic vocabulary. Expanding our telephonic vocabulary is a vital step towards improving our communication skills. There are various strategies and tips that we can employ to enhance our vocabulary in this context. Resources such as books, online courses, or language exchange programs can provide valuable opportunities to learn and practice new words and phrases. Consistency and practice are key factors in vocabulary development, and by dedicating time each day to learning new words and reviewing old ones, we can steadily expand our telephonic vocabulary. Using appropriate phrases in telephonic communication. In addition to having a strong vocabulary, using appropriate phrases is essential in telephonic communication. The phrases we choose to use can convey professionalism, courtesy, and empathy, allowing us to build rapport and trust with the caller. By using phrases specific to different situations, such as handling complaints, making requests, or providing information, we can navigate through phone conversations smoothly and effectively. Effective communication techniques in phone conversations. Active listening is a crucial skill to master in phone conversations. By actively listening to the caller, we can understand their needs and respond appropriately. Additionally, effective questioning and paraphrasing techniques can help ensure that both parties are on the same page, avoiding misunderstandings. Maintaining clarity in our speech and avoiding jargon or complex language also contributes to effective communication during phone conversations. Overcoming communication barriers in telephonic communication. Communication barriers, such as language differences, technical issues, or distractions, can often impede effective telephonic communication. By recognizing these barriers, we can take steps to overcome them. Speaking slowly and clearly, using simple language, and addressing technical issues promptly are effective techniques to combat these barriers and ensure smooth communication. Enhancing telephone etiquette. Telephone etiquette plays a vital role in creating a positive impression during phone conversations. By answering calls promptly, identifying ourselves clearly, and using a polite tone of voice, we can establish a professional and respectful atmosphere. Following guidelines for proper telephone etiquette not only improves our communication skills, but also enhances our overall image as a proficient English speaker. Handling difficult phone conversations. One of the most challenging aspects of telephonic communication is dealing with difficult or irate callers. It is crucial to remain calm and professional during such conversations. By employing effective strategies to de-escalate tense situations and resolve conflicts, we can navigate through challenging phone conversations with confidence and composure. Closing remarks and call to action. In conclusion, improving our telephonic communication skills requires a combination of a strong vocabulary, appropriate phrases, effective communication techniques, and the ability to overcome barriers. By implementing the guidance provided in this subchapter, we can enhance our ability to communicate clearly and confidently over the phone. It is crucial to practice consistently and seek further resources or training to continue improving our telephonic communication skills. With dedication and effort, we can become proficient English speakers in telephonic conversations, opening up a world of opportunities for effective communication.
Being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. I will return with another educational podcast for American English learners in about a week. Until then, if you'd like to access my weekly newsletter and other educational offerings, feel free to visit www.cersei.com. That's www.cersei.com. Thank you. See you soon.